We have like a senior savings thing where
fuck the seniors.
If you qualify, if you're a senior, we give you the senior saving card and you get all these extra discounts in our store. I am fucking sick and tired of seeing middle-aged people whipping that card out and trying to fucking use it. I am gonna punch you in your fucking head.
I think that's probably what pissed me off the most. It wasn't so much the 70-year-olds, it was the 40-somethings who thought that they were gonna pull the I'm a senior. I was like, you don't even look like a senior. I want to see ID.
Oh, that has got to be embarrassing.
I've ID'd people. I'm like, I don't believe you're a senior. Give me your ID.
I have a hometown buffet card. Will that work?
A Diners Club card.
Is that what it is? What are all those mad credit cards that the old people love? They love a fucking Diners card.
I think Big Fatty has one, Derek.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does he want a senior discount?
No. He's not old enough to be a
I know.
Senior.
We love you, Big Fatty.
We do.
We love your calendar for this year. It's on the fridge with the old one.
Oh, well, thanks for giving out the Krimma Happy Surprise, Derek.
Oh.
I'm going to have to bleep that out.
Oh.
I'll bleep it out like a bad word on TV.
Oh.
It'll be like, beep.
Shouldn't be bad words on TV. It's Christmas. It should be Christmas specials forever.
It should be Christmas specials, fuck shit, cunt, lick, fart.
Was that like a South Park special or something?
I don't know.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fuck shit, cunt, lick, fart.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 533 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 17th of February 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, I am finally going to recap all the... I'll give you the blow-by-blow of the big weekend. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it was good to be back in the coal mine today. And, y'all, I had so many e-letters that it took me almost half a day to catch up. Just had to catch up. And that is not to be confused with cats up. Because I did not... I did not have to cats up. But y'all... anyway, but got lots done today. It's always good to be back at the coal mine and have lots to cats up on. And... anyway, and, you know, had lots of mail that I had to go through and everything. And so, you know, I'm not going to read the mail to you. No! Do not read the mail to us, Big Fatty. Please, for the love of God, just talk about that horror weekend. Well, I will. Now, y'all, Big Fatty went over, as you know, on Wednesday of last week. That was the 10th. And Wednesday, we started putting... y'all had a doctor's appointment on Tuesday morning, and so I went to bed. I was tired, poop deck pappy, tired, and I went to bed Tuesday night about 9 o'clock. I had the Olympics on, but I was laying down on the sofa, and I went, "Ooh, Brick Friday, you better go watch the Olympics in the boudoir." And so I did, and y'all, I was out. I was out like a light. And y'all, woke up on my own at 8 o'clock this morning. So a good 11 hour nipper nap. And y'all, didn't get up to pee at all. I did not, however, check the bed to see if I peed anyway. But anyway, went over there, and we made up the bags of information and goodies and all for all the attendees. And there are all kinds of little postcards and maps and information sheets, and there was a booklet about the whole weekend's events that had the schedule in it, and write-ups about all the contestants and the judges and the different presenters and all this kind of stuff, and some advertisements in there. And there was also in there, there was some lubrication and some condoms, and I may have already talked about this. I think I did. Black Friday, we've already heard this part. Okay, well, anyway, but y'all, Thursday night, Thursday night we had, yes, I remember now. Thursday night I was getting ready to go to the Saviva, to the Saviva kickoff party. And, you know, I would say it was probably 3 dozen people at that. And there were about 6 of us watching the Saviva. And, y'all, there was so much talking and all and chitter-chatting going on and drinking. People were drinking that I didn't really get a chance to watch it real good and close. But I do know that, and this will be a spoiler if you hadn't already heard it yet, that Suga, Miss Suga, got kicked off. And y'all, good riddance to her. Now, on Friday, we had the registration and all, and then we had the contestants, they had their one-on-one interviews with the judges. And while that was going on with them, they had a little photo shoot before that. But while that was going on with them, Mr. Michael Brandon, who was on The Gays earlier this week, he did a special show for the attendees. And, excuse me so much, he did a special show for the attendees that ended with a happy ending. And then there was some delicious, lovely boxed wines. And some vegetable platters and cheese dip platters and all kinds of things like that. So it was just a nice little way to get it all kicked off for those who couldn't be at the Hootenanny on Thursday night. Then we had the introductions and the meet and greet on Friday evening at the little bar that's about a 2-minute walk right next door to the Hara Hotel. But y'all, before all of this, Friday afternoon, it started to snow. And we got, I would say, between 2 and 3 inches of snow. And y'all, it would hit, it stuck very quickly. And I had a little meeting with the contestants just to kind of brief them. And we went into the meeting at 4:30, and it had begun to snow, but nothing was sticking. And I came out about a little bit after 5 o'clock. Y'all, everything was covered in snow. I mean, it was quick to stick. Oh, Breck Friday, that's a good one. Quick to stick. Yes. But anyway, so we went over to the bar that evening, and the contestants, there was a tent. They have a big tent with the potable heaters out there to keep everybody as warm as possible. And, you know, we had spotlights and things like that. So that created some warmth outside also. Because, you know, a lot of these events are outdoor events. They're not, I mean, they're not in the naked outdoors, but they're in a tent outdoors. So it's not like it's being heated by a big old heating system or whatever. But people were getting warmed up on the inside from the adult beverages and the outside by rubbing up against each other. And everybody had on the leather, and it was just, ooh, Black Friday. It not only does it look good, but it smells good. And y'all, I'm going to tell you what. There was some delish-us menses at this event this weekend. Delish-us. And so we introduced the contestants and the judges, and then the contestants began selling raffle tickets. And how this works is, for each contestant, there is no entry fee to be in the Big Horror Contest. However, they must stay at the resort during the weekend, and they must be sponsored by one of the clubs in the conference or one of the business members of the conference, and the sponsoring group must provide a basket of, you know, whatever they want to go in it, valued at $75. And so then part of the contest is the contestants go out and they sell raffle tickets, and they each have a different colored roll, and that is not a racist comment, colored roll. But anyway, They each go out and they sell them to the different people that are the attendees that are there, and they're $1 a piece. And last year we had 10 contestants, and y'all, we were just blown away by the generosity of the attendees. We raised about $2,100 last year. And this year, y'all, the contestants, we only had six contestants, but they raised almost $3,200. It was unbelievable. And so that says a lot about the contestants and about the attendees, because their generosity was just overwhelming. And all this money goes to the travel fund for whoever wins the big horror contest, so it helps defray a lot of the expenses involved in doing all of that. So after that was over, the ticket sales went on until 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and Friday night they have a new area at the horror hotel called the Pig Pen. And they've got, it's divided into five different rooms. The middle room is where you come in, and there are little lockers in there. And then the one room to the left as you come in is a flogging room, and they have a couple of St. Andrew's crosses in there. And then the next room down is, there's a bathroom in there with a little touch-up area if you need to take care of a little touch-up. And then they have a rack in there. They'll put you on the rack and stretch you out. And, you know, I don't get all of that, but, you know, so be it. But then on to, if you go in the room to the right, they have different fuck benches, they call them. And, oh, Big Freddy, my ears are bleeding. Please, you just keep moving. And then the last room on the right is, they have two slings up in there. And you can entertain gentlemen callers with different parts of your body, to include maybe giving them a hand or, you know, sharing your personality with them in the slings. And then off of that is another bathroom, but it does not have a touch-up area because this is the area for the water spouts, if you are so inclined to participate in that. So it was very popular on Friday night because this was really the first time a lot of these folks had been into the Pig Pen. And then Saturday morning, there was a little special coffee by two of the attendees. That they have a mobile mansion there at the RV park. It doesn't have diamond encrusted hubcaps though on their mobile mansion. I think they're leather. They are leather hubcaps. But anyway, they hosted a little coffee, and they had the Krispy Kreme donuts and Valentine's cupcakes and little breakfast breads and things like that. And y'all, they had the mimosas and the Bloody Marys. And so that was a good way to get the morning kicked off. Then the contestants, they had a little get-together with the judges. And then we all walked over to practice the finale of the contest over at the bar that evening. Now, while we were over there, the attendees, they had an opportunity to attend some demos and discussions. And y'all, there was some demos... there was a hot wax demo. There was a session, a one-on-one Ask Michael Brandon Anything get together. There was a discussion by one of the judges entitled Openness, Kinkiness, and the Role of Titles in Our Community. And then the final one was a hypnosis demonstration. Then at 1 o'clock that afternoon, there was a farewell cocktail party to the gentleman that has held the horror title for 2009, and it was a top shelf. Y'all, it was top shelf. I believe there was even Grey Goose there. But anyway, that happened, and there was some delicious little sandwiches, and y'all, there was a chutney to die for at this. And after that, then everyone went over to the bar for what we call the leather scenes. And each contestant presents a scene between 7 and 12 minutes, that it's a little skit. It can be sexual in nature. It can be funny in nature. Whatever you want it to be. But it is, y'all, the main thing is to entertain the audience. And we had that. And then after that was over, we all came back. We had a lovely dinner over at the buffet dinner. And they had some poke loin, and they had a lovely baked chicken with a cream sauce on it and some dirty rice and carrots and a baked potato and green beans. And the baked potato, they had the sour cream and the bacon and the cheese. And they had a preset community salad on each table. And y'all, then for dessert, they had made little brownie squares, and they had iced them with black and blue icing to make it look like the leather flag. And then it had the red heart on it and everything. And y'all, I had one of these brownie squares with the blue icing on it. And when I got back to my room after the dinner, y'all, I looked up and I said, Black Friday, I know it was cold over there in that tent while you were eating your supper, but your lips are blue. And then I realized it was the icing. It was the icing. So during the contest finals, I said, how many of y'all went back and had blue lips? And y'all, come to find out, several people said, oh, Burke Friday, not only did I have the blue lips, but I had green poop. And so y'all, it affected some people. But Big Friday did not have the green poop on Sunday. However, on Monday, y'all, it might as well have been St. Patrick's Day. Green poop, y'all, green poop. And y'all, I was on the Twitty, and Big Ricky went to something and had red icing, and he had red poop. But y'all, I think that may be because he was just torn up. He was torn open by some mastodon or something like that. I don't know. But Anthony Ant out there in the San Fran, he had some sort of iced pastry or sweet treat, and I don't remember what color it was, but his poop was also colored. And again, this is not a racist comment at all. No. When it discharged, yes, Big Friday, thank you for saying discharge. After the dinner, we went back. We had an on-stage question, which were funny in nature for each contestant. We tallied the votes. We chose the winning tickets for the raffle baskets. Then we made the selection of the winner, and then back to the pig pen. People were back in the pig pen on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, we were planning a continental breakfast, and y'all, they surprised us. They had a full buffet breakfast instead, and they had the mimosas at that as well. So people were all happy again come Sunday morning, because, you know, they did not have to have a honey bun. They got a full buffet breakfast. And then there was a little bit of downtime for people to say goodbye if they had to leave early. And then we had what we call the leather tea. And at the leather tea, it was an open bar from 2 o'clock. It was supposed to only go to 3:30, but y'all, it ran. It ran till about 5:30. And people were feeling no pain. And y'all, Big Fatty will admit it right now, he was overserved. Yes, I was overserved on Sunday afternoon. But y'all, it was the first time Big Fatty had a chance to just kind of let his hair down. Speaking of letting the hair... Oh dear Gussie. Y'all, we also had a barber there for the weekend. And he donated all the money that people gave him for the haircuts and the personal grooming. That was another $275. And then there was another donation also, and I don't remember what it was for. The folks from the IML, the International Mr. Leather up in the Chicagos, they sold chances to win a prize package for the Mr. IML weekend in the Chicagos, and they donated $175 for that. So, y'all, it was a really... really nice weekend. And y'all, for those of you who didn't make it, I can hear you right now saying under your breath,
fuck shit, cunt, lick, fart.
Dear Gussie, wipe that smudge off your forehead.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.